tears fought to fall from Aaron's eyes, but she forced them back. She nodded, unable to speak. Master Darnalla's next words hit Aaron like a punch in the stomach.
Listen to me, Aaron. I know. I know. But hear me now. Coruscant is in Imperial hands.
Aaron's breath went out of her. The statement did not make sense. Coruscant? The heart of the Republic? Had fallen to the Empire?
What?
Sayo asked.
How? I thought...
That cannot be, Aaron said. She must have misheard. She turned from the male Sith, who had recaptured his sneer, to face the leader of the Jedi delegation. Master Darnalla stood in the archway, her skin a deeper red than usual. Senator Amriss and a senior Jedi Knight, Satil Shan, flanked her. The senator, a Saurian whose ruff of white hair topped the cliff of his furrowed brow, towered over the other two. His worried eyes looked out from a wrinkled face, but focused on nothing. He looked lost. Satil, on the other hand, looked as tightly wound as an ion coil. Her gaze fixed straight ahead, her auburn hair mussed, the veneer of her neutral expression unable to mask the emotion boiling beneath it. Neither Amriss nor Satil seemed to notice the destruction in the hall. Both looked dazed, blank-eyed refugees wandering through the ruins of events. Only Darnalla seemed composed, her hands clasped before her, her eyes noting the details in the room, the broken sculptures, the position of Aaron relative to the two Sith. Aaron wondered what had transpired in the negotiation room. For a fleeting moment, hope rose in her. Hope that her fellow Jedi had perceived the Sith betrayal and arrested or killed the Sith negotiators. But that hope faded as the lead Sith negotiator, Lord Barriss, emerged from the chamber and stood near Darnalla. His wrinkled face could not hold the smugness he felt. It leaked out around the raised corners of his mouth. His dark hair, combed back off a widow's peak, matched his dark robes and eyes. In a haughty baritone, he said,
It can be, Jedi Knight. And it is. Coruscant has fallen.
Satil visibly tensed, her left hand clenched into a fist. Amriss sagged. Darnalla closed her eyes for a moment, as if struggling to maintain her calm.
As of now, Lord Barriss continued, Coruscant belongs to the Empire.
How?
Aaron began, but Darnalla raised a hand.
Say nothing more! Say nothing more!
Aaron swallowed the question she wished to ask.
Deactivate your lightsaber!
Darnalla said to Sayo, and he did. The female Sith did the same.
What happened here?
Lord Barriss asked, his eyes on the Sith brother and sister, the ruin in the room.